The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Send the light for growth and expansion. And as part of the for Assemblies of God, every month, the third month in the year, that is the month of March, is our month of missions and evangelism.
Assemblies of God, Bosumi Atosumi and Sebiano, Ewa Finimuno, and Nes Abosumi Ayede Consem Paka.
So for the past years running, every third month in the year is dedicated to spread the word. It doesn't mean that before the third month and after the third month, we don't speak the word again. No, just as we all organize our ministries together and but we dedicate a day to celebrate that day. But before the day, we still have our ministries. After the day, we still have our meetings going on. That is the same way that it has been dedicated towards missions and evangelism for the
year.
So our theme is send the light. Send the light. Send the light. What is the light? What is the light that we are sending? As our daddy told us on Sunday that for us this year, this month, in these 4 weeks that we're setting, the main thing is to let people know that life begins with Jesus Christ. Life begins with Christ. Or real life begins with Christ. Let's go to John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same in the beginning with God. John chapter 1, I'm reading from verse 1. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was nothing made that was made, was nothing that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So when daddy says real life begins with Christ, it tells you that in Jesus is what? Life. And the life was the light. Verse 5 says, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, and that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear the light. So this evening, as the word is said, and the light shined in the darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And John was sent to come and proclaim the light. John is no more. So it is time for you and I to go and proclaim the light.
Senya Yesuma Yohane son fa kanea ne nkon ene Yohane ni ha biom So
today you are taking the place of John the Baptist. He came to proclaim the light. When the light had not been born. But now the light was born. And we are all beneficiaries of the light. Now it is time for you and I to be able to carry the light across to those who are in darkness. Because darkness cannot comprehend light. Darkness cannot stop the light. Darkness cannot hold the light down. That is why when the room is dark or you are in a dark place and you light up a torchlight, any light, brightness comes there.
Saint now or them are used to now the cania esre echo honoma. Kania ne emma demo honomo esri.
There is no way you take light to a dark place that the dark continue to exert its power upon the light.
See that so we do sumu now the cania conaka e sum no edi cania so.
The world in which we are is the darkness that we all know.
Yes, na ye wanna esum na se muma.
And it is us, as Christians, to be able to carry what we have seen to them. It is embedded and commanded of us that we should be able to tell them about what we have seen. Because if we proclaim that we are children of the light, then we should be able to take the light into the darkness. Nobody wants darkness. Nobody wants darkness. That is why the government tried to send electricity to villages and places where there is no light. That is why when the light goes off, everybody starts murmuring, everybody starts talking. And sometimes you don't even know. The moment the light, the electricity goes off, some kind of heat that comes. I don't know whether it is the darkness that brings carries the heat.
Same thing I say, the doom kanya se si ananko for e kasa kasa. Na e one wants to say yenya doom kanya or should be to me ban baby sounds and also never water down.
But the moment light comes, the environment begins to smile. It tells you that darkness is not good. Darkness is not good. When those who have stayed in darkness for so many years, when they come to see the light, they say, so is this how light is? They cherish the darkness until they see the light. They cherish the darkness until they see the light. But the moment you have tested light, you realize that no, darkness is wicked. Amen.
Amen.
That is therefore it is imperative on us that we need to take the light to the world. We need to take the light to the world. So that every corner of this world will have light. Jesus is the true light. Which every man needs. Jesus is the light. He is the light. He is the light which every man needs in this world. He created his own world. But the devil fought with him. And the devil has taken some part of people as his. If we are beneficiaries of the light, then we need to bring those people back to the owner of the world.
Amen.
Amen. Why should we evangelize? Why should we go on soul winning? Why should we tell people that they need Christ? The first thing that I want us to know that it is a commandment from God. It is a commandment from God. We have no option than to speak the word. We have no option than to speak the word. There is a message that we need to carry across. There is an incredible message that brings hope to the dead. If Christianity and if Christ is not good, if Christ is not enjoyable, if you are not tasting the goodness of the Lord, I think you and I would have been out of Christianity by now. That means there is a sweet something. There's something somewhere that we are enjoying that we need to carry that message to those that we have not gotten to. Because we have come out of sin.
And
realize that being in Christ, that God gives us that liberty, is really good. That there is no need for us to live in darkness. That sin is a bondage to us. It puts us in prison. It puts us in prison. So it is imperative. If we all need to come out of that. So we have come out of it. And we realize that it is good. So we need to speak that message to somebody to also come out of that darkness. Amen.
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 Because we are trying to live a holy and a righteous life. And to run away from the wrath of the enemy. Because God has a plan to save sinners. God has a plan to save sinners. That is why he sent Jesus Christ to come and die for us. So we are confronted with the reality, the full pardon of our sin. But God has been able to give us a restored life with Jesus Christ. Where you and I are called sons of the Father. So we need to tell people that what? Come and know the light. So that we can also be called the sons of God. That the sons of God. That with the son of God. In Matthew 28, chapter 18. In Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus says, Jesus came and said to them, all authority on earth, in heaven and on earth, has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. So, we have been commanded to go and make disciples. There is no option to it. There is no option to whether you have to witness or you have to go and get it. No, you have no option to it. It is by force. It is compulsory. It is by force. Amen.
Amen.
I say it is what? It is a force. We have no option. It is a command. If the one that we lean on, the one that we depend on has commanded us to go and make disciples, why are we sitting down? Why are we sitting down? Why are we not telling people that this is God, this is Christ, come to Christ. Why are we hiding the light?
Say,
I have commanded you, go and make disciples. Is
this
selfishness that is holding us down? Or our personal life that we don't want people to know that, yes, it is, I am for Christ.
Say,
go and make disciples. And baptize them. Go and make disciples. And baptize them. Amen.
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 The reason why we need to evangelize that we need to be able to take people from hell. You see your family, your relatives. They are in sinful nature. They are sinners. But yes, we sit down and we look
unconcerned.
And we have never opened our mouth to even tell them that Jesus loves you before. So that means we are interested and we are looking at that one day we will be in heaven and they will be in hell. So in school, and look at them, say, "Where? Sabra, but when I'm going, I'm going to where? Where the bakobon some gym?" No, let them know that hell is real. But because of the love that God has for us, God has come to us, give us His Son, and when we accept Him, He is able to rescue us. God doesn't want to see them in hell. And I also don't want to see my father in hell. I also don't want to see you in hell. If the love of God is free for us, if the love of God is free for us, why wouldn't you let them know? Why wouldn't let us know? Why wouldn't you tell your neighbor that God is good? Why wouldn't you tell your friend that God is good? That the love of God is real. That you are the only person that you are enjoying and you are praying for testimony. And for you, you are only praying that by the end of the year, who bring your testimony, then the person will be ashamed. No. It is not competition. Let the person come and be a partner of you in Christ. Let the person come and be part of you in Christ. So that you both can speak the word. It is easy for two people to speak the word and be able to get people to Christ than one person only speaking the word.
Amen.
We need to speak the word because that is the only way that God can reconcile Himself with the world. We need to speak. A better reason is for God's reconciliation with the world. How would God reconcile Himself with the world? Unless you speak. Unless you speak to somebody. Unless you share the word of God with somebody. Unless you tell someone Jesus loves you. Unless you know someone that, give me 1 minute, let me share the word of God in you. Unless you try to live a life that speaks to your people that you are for Christ. God needs the world. God had wished and would wish that everybody in this world is for Him. God would have wished that the whole world is for Him. And the gate of hell will be closed. The gate of hell will be closed. How joyful will it be? Because if He tells you that there is, but there is rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents. How much more thousands of people who repent?
Yes, sir. One.
There is joy in heaven over one sinner that repents. Testimonies are good. Having the big cars are good. Having your own house is good. They are supposed to help you live comfortably on this earth. But you also want to transfer your comfortable on earth to comfortable in heaven. Then the souls that are in this world, when you are able to bring them, you'll be able to live comfortably in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So do not only be concerned about building the big houses and the mansions in this world. Let's build mansions in heaven. That we can reconcile the world to God. Amen.
Amen.
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from 17 says, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. All this is from God, and through Christ reconcile us to himself and give us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, but entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. For God making his appeal through us. Amen.
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 You and I have a duty. We have a duty. Our duty is to speak the word. We need to speak the word because tomorrow is not promised. Our lives and those around us are not promised. Life is like a
paper.
So rescue that person from hell before the person dies. Because the person will not have a second chance. And only God has the plan for you, because you may also have not had a second chance to witness to the person. I am sure by now that some of us would have reached that if I had spoken to that man about Christ before that man had died. There is somebody who has died in your family or in your area that you knew that you had the opportunity to speak the words to, but you never spoke the word, and that person has died. And you ask yourself, did I treat myself well? Will God forgive me? We need to speak and evangelize and win souls, because tomorrow is not promised. It is promised in Christ. Tomorrow is only promised in Christ. That is why I said real life begins with Christ. We shouldn't be happy seeing people die in darkness. Let it be a burden on your heart that once every day you are moving to speak to one person across, that person's sins will be relieved of you. Nobody here who will tell me that he or she doesn't know who's sinners or have no sinners in the family or in the environment. Amen.
Amen.
We need to speak the word because we have the lost there. They have lost. Sometimes people come and they bring all sorts of theories and they will argue the theories and they will argue themselves out. But I realize that at the end of the day, that person is lost. So you that is found, what are you doing to save the lost? You, the one that has been found, what are you doing about the lost? What are we doing about the lost? We need to bring the lost to Christ. We need to bring the lost to Christ. So they will come and taste of the goodness of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We need to evangelize because we love God. We love God. We love God. If God has given us a duty for us to bring people to Him, we should strive to be obedient to Him. Because we love Him and we will be honored at the end of the day.
Amen.
Because we love God. We love God, that is why we are all here. We love God, that is why we accepted His Son as our personal Savior. So it behoves and you and I to, if you love someone, to obey the person. We need to see that there is the urgent need for the gospel to go. It is very urgent. It is very urgent. Some few years ago, the things you are seeing now, you wouldn't see them. Especially about this social media and the things that are prevailing. And it is drawing people into sin. Formerly, you walk into sin. Those people still walk into sin. But now the sin is rather coming to you. It is coming to you. And some, it's so dangerous sometimes for those who we call ourselves the believers of the gospel. If it's so critical for us as believers, what about those who do not know Christ? But sin is rushing and chasing them. Sin is rushing and chasing them. What should they do? What should they do, church? What should they do? So that there is an urgent need for the gospel to go out. It is very urgent. I don't want to use the word emergency. Someone say it's an emergency for the word to go out. Because someone may die and that person needs Christ. Someone may die and that person needs Christ. So we need to treat the word of God and treat soul winning as hot. An emergency response. Emergency response. How would they hear? How would they hear? If you don't tell them. How would they hear? If they don't get the word. How would they hear? If we hold the word to ourselves. How would they hear? If we do not open our mouths. If we do not live godly lifestyles. How would they hear? How would they hear? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What shouldn't we do? There is urgent need for us to build bridges for ourselves. You know, I think on Sunday we were discussing something. The fact that you are in the, when we study church history, No, those who accepted Christ, some of them went to live in caves. Some of them went to live in some home that they don't want to have anything to do with the unbeliever. And we see ourselves holier than thou, holier than all of them. So we esteem ourselves in pride and walk as people that even our feet will not touch the ground. We need to build bridges to them. We need to find a way to reach them. If someone is hungry, that the person needs food and you want to buy their food, that food to be able to even talk to the person. Buy that food for the person so you can be able to talk to the person. If you can help someone, even cross a gutter, and be able to speak the word to them, do it. Let's build bridges that they can come to us and we can go to them. You are in a compound house and for you, the people that are in your house, you don't even speak to them. No. You just enter your room, you come out, you take your Bible, and you sing your song, and you get into your bathroom, bath, come out, go, and you are gone. Amen.
Amen.
Someone say, "Oh, but as for my house, there are difficult tenants." I'm telling you. In a particular house, sometimes you greet her and she will even insult you. In a house that I know, they will insult you. Fine. Amen.
Amen.
But we still need to build bridges because the word has to go. The word has to go. Some people don't speak the word because they don't know the word. We don't speak the word because we don't know the word. But we need to learn the word and be able to memorize some even verses. There are some simple verses and some simple texts in the Bible that we need to know. If you can't even memorize the memory verse, the verse itself, but the word should be able to be implanted in your heart. Because you can't tell me that John 3:16, that you can never speak John
3:16.
The Romans 3:26, you don't know Romans 3:26. So in Romans 3:23, you don't even know. We need to speak half the word in us so that we can be able to say the word. I'm not saying that you should know the whole Bible before you speak the word. No. Because the moment you are born again, you are also supposed to help someone come to Christ. So if you say you are going to read the whole Bible before you go to speak the word, then I tell you that you are not ready to speak the word. But the simple verses that you need to share with someone, those simple verses need to reach out. Those simple verses need to be at your tips. Telling someone that Jesus loves you doesn't mean you need to know from Genesis to Revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us look out for opportunities to share the word. Sometimes we sit in church or we sit in taxis. We have time. We have that little time to be able to share the word with maybe a 10-year-old boy or a 15-year-old girl or a woman. Just share the word. If the person is a Christian, the person will join you in the conversation and you carry on.
Watch
for opinions to share the word. Sometimes we also need to create the opportunity to share the word. We need to create that opportunity, create that opening to share the word. No, you time someone, this person, I want to speak to the person. When you are determined to really speak to a particular person, I tell you that one day, as you keep on praying, that person will bring himself. If the person doesn't bring himself, you'll be walking, the person will just cross you. Or the person will be walking, the person will just hit you unintentionally. When the person says sorry, amen. When the person says sorry, also, oh, don't worry. Oh, how are you? Oh, everything fine. I hope you are not hurt. Okay, for me, I'm okay. Even if you are hurt, but because you want to speak the word, you want to still cover it small and be able to speak the word. So the next moment you see the person, oh, I've been wanting to even invite you. Do you know about Jesus Christ? Have you heard about him? Then the conversation begins. Then the conversation begins. Let's stop self-righteousness. Let's not be hindrances and self-judgment to the people that are around us. The fact that someone is a Rastafarian doesn't mean that the person cannot know Christ. The word of God is open to all men. The person has taken half of his or her hair off, and one hair is standing like an Egyptian pyramid. Doesn't mean that that person cannot be preached to. And sometimes we judge people before they come to Christ. So even when they come to church, we make the church uncomfortable for them to stay. And by this, many have sacked people out of the church. Many have sucked souls out of the church. Because we are dressed in a certain way and they are dressed in a certain way. Please, you are not the righteous judge. When you meet that witch smoker, speak to the person. As a matter of fact, you are not the one doing the convincing. Someone is doing the convincing. The essence, the Holy Spirit is there. Yours is to open your mouth and speak the word. He will do the rest. I remember we went to Kenya. I went to some brethren. We went to evangelism, and one of the guys, he's the Assemblies of God missionary in Cote d'Ivoire and Liberia, some part of Liberia. And he walked into this Rastafarian. They were sitting there and they were smoking weed. And I never knew this guy was a Rasta before. But when he got there and he wrote, those they are signs, they can assume you know how to do it. And the guy realized that no, this guy is a Rastafarian. He has and because he had been a Rasta before, so the guy took his weed off and he just put it on the ground. And he began to talk to this Rastafarian. And I tell you that before we left, that the guy had accepted Jesus Christ. And he even gave the guy, my friend Pastor, I think he gave him about 500 shilling. Kenyan shilling. He should use it to buy water or use it to buy something when he goes. Because he knew that he wasn't from Kenya. He is a foreigner. But if he had concluded that, this guy is a Rastafarian. He was in the smoking period though. He was into it. And I tell you, that guy gave himself to Christ. Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge? It is the soul that is important to God. The soul. It's important to God. I tell you, travel to some countries and realize that what? We see in Ghana here, fine, we have our nice haircut, but now, even nowadays, slowly it's changing into, some of them are entering into, they are Christians. Yes, and they are in the church. But you realize that, I tell you, I went to one church, an Assemblies of God church, Assembly of God International Church, and I'm telling you, this guy, from the instrumentalists, some of the choristers, the engineers, and the ushers, some are rasters, some are this haircut, and some of them, like, they spray their hair and whatnot. But they are there because of Christ.
For Assemblies of God, I saw even that who send your boy.
God says, come as you are.
Paul say, Brasenia would tibia.
He says, come as you are.
Say, Brasenia would tibia.
Did you die for the person? Was it your blood? The person who died said, come as you are. That is why that parable that the rich man prepared dinner, prepared food, and he said he called for the governors, called for the rich man, called for everybody, and called for it. And none of them came because they were busy. Go to the streets. Call the mates. Call the lepers. Call those who are hungry by the side. Call all of them. They are dirty. They do not deserve my home, but bring them. But bring them into my home. Bring them into my house. Those who were invited didn't come.
They
said, go along the streets. The pickpockets. The thieves. The prostitutes. Call them. Bring them. Bring them to Christ. Let them come. Let them come. When he comes, the rest is left for God to do what he wants to do with them. You and I, our responsibility is what? Is to bring them to Christ. Our responsibility is to bring them to Christ. The rest of the job is for God to do. Our responsibility is to speak the word. Life begins with Christ. Real life begins with Christ. And that is where the God will begin to minister to them. If no word enters their ears, if no word enters into their heart, how would the Holy Spirit work? Someone can tell you something and realize that the whole day that thing will be worrying you because someone spoke something and that thing. In the same way, when you also speak that thing into the person, that is why the person will think about
it.
And the Holy Spirit will work on that word.
Amen.
When we go out, yes, people have questions. People have their burdens. They have things they also want to ask. When we go out there, we should also listen to them. Listen to what they have. Listen to what they have. What they also want to say. When we understand them, then we will know where to meet them and be able to give them the right word. Amen. I'm not saying everybody there, out there. Of course, you may meet someone who may be a devil-sent drainer. That person will drain you of your whole time when you go out there. That person will drain you of all the time that you go and spend out there. So, we should be wise as serpents. Be wise as serpents. So when the person keeps asking the questions or talking, do you know, what exactly do you want to say? Let the person say what is let the person take your whole 1 hour time just talking and talking and narrating one incident that will take you about 30 minutes to listen. Please, that one there. Because we don't have the time for now. We should listen, but we should be circumspect in what we listen to. We should also remain calm. Nobody will want to listen to someone who gets, whilst you are speaking the word, someone says something and you get angry and you start bashing the person over there. And go with the excuse that even Jesus entered the temple, he got angry and he began to trip them. That house there is not the temple of God. That place there is for you. You are not going to bring the person. It's the person's heart that is the temple of God. But that person's heart has not become the temple of God yet. If you go take your anger out there, please.
Please.
Patience. Not weakness, because the person is it what you brought? Is it what Christ brought? Is it what Christ brought? If this is what Christ brought, then me, I'm even better off than you. I'm even better off than you. For you to be getting angry at me like that. Remain calm. Because nobody will come closer to Jesus if you get upset and show it. We should rather be passionate and loving about others. Amen.
Amen.
Let's trust that God can work in your inadequacies. As I was saying, yes, don't think you don't know the whole Bible or you don't know everything. Sometimes they go at the Sunday school class, we were talking about what? Elite things and sometimes they go and bring a book of Enoch and there's first and second book of Moses.
And they'll be
taking you to some places that you... Sometimes, yes, it's not everybody that has read those books, so you are not enlightened or you don't know anything about it.
Please,
when you don't know your first and second book of Moses, that is not the message you are taking to them, please, what's it today? The book of Enoch. The message you are taking is that what? Jesus loves you. True life begins with Christ. Let him accept Christ, and after that, he should come and let's talk about the first and second book of Moses and the book of Enoch. He should come. First things first. Accept Christ and come to the church and let's talk about all those. Speak the truth. Speak the truth. Don't tell the person that when you accept Christ, everything in your life is
wrong.
Christ will give you money, he will give you food, he will give you a car, he will give you a house, he will give you this, he will give you that. Please. But you can assure him that what? There is peace in Christ. There is peace in Christ. Because he is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Amidst the troubles, amidst the issues, amidst whatever that you're going through, that Christ is the answer. Not Christ is the provider of what? Mansions and the Mercedes Benz and the whatnot. Maybe that person is among this group of boys who are buying cars, whatnot.
So
his friends are riding in Range Rover and whatnot, and the boy is worried, and the other guy is worried, and you're not going to tell him, come to Christ, he will give you a Range Rover. Please, no, not Christ, come to Christ, he will give you a Range Rover. Please, speak the truth. The truth is one.
Tell the person.
We should act with kindness.
And
let's not be probing about things we shouldn't probe. Let's not go probing about the person's life, probing about the person's home. No, you are not the solution center. You understand what I'm saying? Why are things like this? I'm not saying that later on. But for me, the most primary aspect is for the person to accept Christ. Let the person come. If the person has more questions, let the person come to the church. Now, we begin to what? Deal with it.
Amen.
Please, do not invite the person to any outdoor activity. Any activity outside the church. The person joins the church today, tomorrow. So the person has come to church today, tomorrow you are inviting the person to any outdoor church activity. I beg you. Sometimes there are traps and they are dangerous. If it is the whole, let's take it, the whole department that he has come to join, that is going out. Praise the Lord. That you on a personal note invite the person out. Please. It is a slippery ground. Amen.
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 We should also not, whilst we are giving testimony, we should also give testimony that what God has done for us.
No,
some people are moved when you give testimonies to them. Sometimes you not tell someone, I remember I spoke to someone about how I was an issue, I was faithful in my tithe, and the lessons that were associated with it. And I didn't tell the person to pay tithe. No. The person knew that he has it. So, do pay, it's fine. But the person was resistant. But when I spoke about the blessings that comes along the tithe, I realized that from that man, the person also started paying tithe because the person wanted that blessing. So sometimes people are moved by the testimonies that you have. Sometimes, not all the time. Because, you should know the level of your testimony. When your testimony will not also expose you to people or persons that will rather tend to what? Take advantage of you.
Amen.
We should be wise. Amen.
Amen.
And let's pray. Let's pray. We need to really pray about before we go in now. We are not there to go and win arguments. So don't go and make the place a boxing ground, an arena, and become an arena to go. And please, as I said, don't allow the conversation to wander about from topic to one topic. Before you realize 1 hour, 2 hours is gone. Don't also go and get upset out there, please. Don't allow your pride to get the best of you. Amen. Don't speak about what you don't know about. Don't go there. Don't give hope. Hope is only in Christ. Don't give hope.
And command the that so be any.
Now, Brana catch us, say, well, trust us, I say, when you or back cry, you say, when you're back cry, I say, Brass, all about sorry, but you're about worry. And man, oh, yes, I'm a man, sorry, but a man, and yes, yeah, and me for some you, yes, be a banner, Tom, I'm sorry. No, don't come and go and promise the person that when you come to the church, there are a lot of women there. You can come and marry them. No, we are, the church is not sharing women.
I'm
answering you, Let the person come and know Christ. When the person is established and the person prays, that is the person can lead. God will lead the person to the right things to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we shouldn't overuse churchly lingos or jargons. To make us holier than thou, to make us Christocentric, make us high. Please. Lower your simple language should do.
Obeka
tree, obeka ewe, obeka dan. It is the soul that is important. And yet, brofuna obetu tu, mama mano. Obi anu ni beka palaka said within 2 minutes. No kuti Bible quotation dre. How would the person understand? Please, I'm not saying quoting the Bible is not good. It is good.
Can't say but.
But don't confuse the person. The person may feel, too empty. How would I follow you to church? It's not about intelligence. It's not about intelligence. It's not about how good you are with the word of God. But the little that you can share with the person within that specified time to be able to reach out to the person to come to Christ, that is the most important. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Any question or answer? I'll finish with the part one quickly. But part two will be rush and go through. They can add them. Yes. Okay, so let's listen to Dickens' question.
Please, my question is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 20 to 22. It says, to the Jews, I become like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I become like one under the law, though myself I'm not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I become like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but under Christ's law. So as to win those not having the law. 22. To the weak, I become weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. My question is, based on this scripture, if I go and they are drinking beer and I want to become like them, can I join them drink the beer so that I can witness Christ to them? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Who will answer for us? Superintendent, who answer for us?
So I know Dickie knows the answer, but he wants us to learn. So basically, I was listening to Isudanaba, and was saying that the way when you meet a cocoa seller, the way you have to tell a cocoa seller about Jesus will be different from when you meet a doctor or when you meet an engineer. So basically, what Paul was saying was he has those experiences. So when he encounters them, he knows how to get them on board. So, like example, you were citing. If somebody drinks beer, obviously you're not going to drink it. But you're going to tell him your experience about beer to get a person on board. So, like Jesus Christ met the lady at the well. Because I can give you, that was not the focus. But Jesus Christ used the water to get her attention. That can give you rivers of what? Living water. Really? Can you give me rivers of living water? By the way, Jesus Christ wanted to draw her from the kind of men she was engaging in, and finally Jesus Christ warned her. So in that sense, you are saying that you are using your experience to teach them, to bring them on board. So if I've been a womanizer and I meet somebody, I can use that womanizing to get a person on board. The consequence, how it is. Okay, so when I'm getting the person excited, then I'll hit the person with the word of God. Then the person, okay, you were once like me, and you have changed, so I can become like you. So all that Paul was saying, he was using his experiences to get those people on board. Doesn't mean that he has to be engaging in those things to get them. I don't know whether I've made myself clear. Looking at them. Are you okay? Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I answer question that say, yeah, be quick. Maybe we do her no na obi won if pa. Oh. Nipana o won if no. Oko catcher and say, me person me new Kenya me and sema. E chese unye ni fufu ni wono. Anaswa o yese obeshe wa. Woma beede ebe wone nsa. Inti hono mwa usio. Meti miya wo fufu na mao. Inti na wo wono. Na onene yede ebo hunkomo. Anase meti miye diya waka mao. Inti me wa me kama ono. Na ye Kenya miya sem. Inti it is about trying to win them from their psyche. Anase from their end point. Na ina Se me se makotu omu no mu num bia. Ubetumi atena omu akonwa ho. Eno nkyere se konum bi. Ba betumi ni omu atena se. Na wa kyere ne se okra bia ne kra no. Wa nhunu bu. Ye bu ni firi ano se. So mu nim se ne ye bu ni firi ano. Mu amu num bi da no. Ah ye wo se ne ye serve no. Na yame wa hu se ubetumi a serve bia. Enkyere se ehuro no ye den epuba. Inti no O seven across ana. I change say change say run the puba. I'm so weeny na ya paho. Oh, na ya fe. Iti a man who say, "One no ayeden aye baako." Amen. Udu John Shehanam na ya to kasa. Na udi mbwa no atena say no atu one line bi. Udu baby ni ya to damia. Iti I say the activity try to do something, but not do it and take. Do it and then bring yourself down. But oh yeah, I'm a woman who say I did when you know you are saying, "Oh, I'm why send you met me a free mono, unso bet me a day a free." So Paul was using an illustration to give us that to all men I became like them so that I can win them to Christ. Because if you don't become like me, you cannot win me to Christ. Uchiya fiteni. Now, Kasa, now Sena, now Mikra Fita for Cradio Mufi, Fi. What's the name? Ushia Shawunia. And I saw many Nijin on my own chest on my panel. Itty, that's what Obu across the office, Crow, why shall I shall need Nijin up? Itty, I had to say, men, Koyase, Uko Buna Tain. Aha, men ko bu na ten. Eye bibia wode ne ho akohyem. O kwa ko bua na ayi na frim. Onso men ko kam ba pekwan nyansa kwan na men ho konkrun di wanim. Se ne abetumi di ayeden age no. Ama ono nso ani age ho se o wo bae ne kra no an bae den, wan be bu na ten. Ozofo prince wo testimony bi o ka kire me. Ah, we a man eba asori dem no omo se ye de ye adwuma ye bo ashawo na ye ba asori sada na oh nyame ema ye more customers eno na ye omo testimony a umbe ma wa asori dem nyame ma ye more customers ha won se ne ye nyina ye ka eh no it looks weird but God wants us to bring them all in and God has his own way of washing them and changing them. The truth of the matter is that you are not the one to change him because onye honkonkron na ye den eye na ejuma. It will call na osu obedi wachi amen kan chen se me hwa osi apronti san na chuchu si anso aba. There be uni hon right. Bring them in and the Lord will do his work. God bless you.
Oh no, what he said is true. I have a friend in Côte d'Ivoire. Assemblies of God Church. Oh, Côte d'Ivoire. and some people, some ladies had come from another country. I don't want to mention the country. Another country, and they are prostitutes in Cote d'Ivoire for his churches. And my friend has been able to evangelize to these people. So some of them do come to church, some don't come. And these people said they want to sing. And some of the church members frowned because it is a prostitute choir. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, because the prostitute choir. And for him, he said, no, let them come. So they have their own, because they are staying in one house. Because that is what they do. And they rehearsed at the house. They came to church. And they started singing. Igwe. And they sang, and they had good voices. And those who were against them singing, they had thrown their faces in the church. Because that is the righteous church. They had thrown their faces that they would know. But as the song kept going, and those who loved the song, those who were touched, they rose up and they started singing. They realized that he was sitting there, he was watching those people. And he realized that the people started tapping their feet small. God, then they heard. The song was getting into them because they were a prostitute choir. But along the line, about one, two of them stopped the prostitutes. Okay? Some of them have stopped. And they've even gone back. But some are still in there. But what? He's still praying for them. He's still praying for them. That the word of God will be stronger in them and they will move. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when one person came to church and the others didn't come, when he went out, she went out in the night. She went and she had 3 customers for the night. And those who didn't come to church didn't have any customer. She said she had a testimony. What's the testimony? Oh, my testimony is, no, my sisters who didn't come to church. Me, I came to church. When I closed, I went there. They didn't get any customer. They came back crying the whole night. They stood there for more hours than I did. But when I got there, I was able to get 3 customers. Praise the Lord! Any question? Okay, any contribution?
So for na me person me set example me tie call ye call kwia no. No mu no come for na e wo. Ntie ye call evangelism wa. Ye de obi ote kasa no edi echi. Ba ye call no this one the next ye call ye nya no no another group. Ntie ye call na mama bro bi no odwa friend se banche. Na ne kon si so. Ba onkonkon boy the way you go about it can you imagine say woman no Eja ne banche no kache nse, ne ba, ewa another area, ewa the same village o. Ono te brofo, ba wanyen kwa niye yente, kobokasa no. Mamino so nti chui. Ndo se, yenko, oja ne banche no oja no. Eni en nanti ebe, if I'm not mistaken, like 3 minutes. Etu ya ne mkwa eno. Eme ye kwa neba no o. Nti ye ken, brofo, anane ba na chene so okubum. Because of the one concluding here, you go about it, and the woman was excited. So, I pursued saying, I'm answering. So, I said, I'm going to be the young come back. No, I'm going to see here. I'm going to do one. The next evening, yeah, church, I'm going to buy. The same time, so my uncle concluding, you know, the one will be an offer. Who can answer why you're approaching here? Who do a public answer? But you're busy. But you're busy. Another person called back and said, okay, young castle, I'm going to be a man. Jesus Christ, we saw a lot of strategy to get people on board. Into so we saw wisdom. Now we can lead you. Now show the way. We do a person look down upon the person. Also, all my gaba. We also face all your big. We be out. We are on any and we go on board. But on the no person only power could send your man 17. So far, any way, any means through the power of the Holy Spirit to get a person on board. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.